podcast appears. Hello and welcome to Poke Radar, GamesRadar.com's Pokemon podcast we do every couple of weeks. I am your host, Henry Gilbert, over-enunciating things. And I'm here with...
Hollander Cooper.
Greg Henniger.
Ryan Teljanek.
Hey, everybody.
What the hell was that?
I almost forgot how to say my name.
Well, it's a weird name.
Oh, thank you.
Little J's in there when they shouldn't be.
It could make a good Pokemon name. Taljanek?
Not really.
Taljanek!
Oh, that's the most horrific noise I've ever heard come from your face.
Let's do that as a challenge right now. Everybody say your name if you were a Pokemon.
So what are we... Yeah.
Hollander!
Oh my god, you're
everybody's
holy, holy.
I hope they make all Hollanders extinct if that's the noise they make.
It's really close.
Henry. Christ. Henry.
I'm getting a feeling a feeling that this isn't the first time that Henry's done this. Just into a mirror, 3 a.m.
What if I were a Pokemon?
Eyes full of tears.
Funny thing, that's how I imagined your Pokemon sounding too.
Greg.
Anyway.
You went super high. You went pretty. So he's a stutter. Henninger. No. So he's just stuttering. Right.
Well, anyway.
Oh my Christ.
That's like Aerodactyl in the show. He didn't actually like some of the Pokemon in the show didn't say their names. Like Aerodactyl just went.
Yeah, like, there's some that are legitimately just like, hey, what's up? I can talk. We're Pokemon, and I can talk. And then there's other ones that are just like, there's just a weird discrepancy between the dumbest and the smartest Pokemon.
Oh, that was intense.
Now that that's out of the way.
Squirtle. Welcome to Poke Radar.
Yeah, welcome to Poke Radar. We talk about Pokemon. We're fans of Pokemon, but look, guys.
We're not experts.
Just say it right now. We're not experts, but we just have so much excitement for Pokemon that I think that makes up for it most of the time, guys. So we get a type wrong, or we'll say a name wrong. Steph, sorry.
I mean, I only know, like, the original 151. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't played since probably Yellow.
Actually,
so.
If you want to catch up, say 152. If you add missing number,
nobody
added.
No,
because of the fact that the game was coded in hex, and they needed to have a placeholder Pokemon.
Push your glasses up a little more while you say
I can't. It'll mess up my headphones.
Go sip a chai tea latte.
All right. Well, so since the last time we did this, there hasn't been much new information.
So we're just going to dance.
Yeah. there was such an explosion of information last time. We're just playing catch up to the Japanese leak that happened last time. So the big news was the new Eeveelution. And 2 days after we recorded last week's episode, the American Pokemon side confirmed that Eeveelution. Its name is... Sylveon is the name. So you're a little off there. I thought we thought it'd be Nymphion.
Nymphion.
But nope, Sylveon.
The sex type Pokemon, Nymphion. Yeah.
you touch it to Spanish fly and then it turns into
exactly.
EV transformed.
It vomits for 6 weeks, doesn't remember what happened, and all of a sudden, Nymphion.
Yeah, they didn't commit to a type, but it is, they added it to the Eeveelution wheel, though.
Hmm.
So... It definitely is of the Eevee family, but that's about all we know at the moment. Plus, I think we got American confirmation of that Pokemon game coming to Wii U in America, too. The Super Pokemon Rumble or whatever.
Battle Blocks or whatever.
No, not Battle Blocks. No, it's the one.
Not even close.
You have wind-up toys.
It is the Dreidel game.
The Dreidel Blocks.
It's Pokemon, kind of, it's Pokemon Dreidel edition.
It is kind of like that.
And then, Battle Dreidels. They should add a Dreidel as a character.
The last piece of news I saw was that, again, we mentioned this last time, Milouetta, I always forget how to pronounce that, but...
Milouetta, Jonty Milouetta.
If you go to GameStop, nah, I almost said the wrong thing. If you go to GameStop, in store from March 4th to the March 24th, you can download that super rare Pokemon to your... Copy of Black and White 2. She will come in as a level 50. It's a pretty good deal. And you don't even have to buy anything.
Yeah, you don't even have to, like we said last time, you don't even have to go into the GameStop.
Yeah.
You just stand outside, hook up to the Wi-Fi, download away.
Just push your 3DS against the glass.
You know, I never worked at GameStop, but I had been to enough that the people I really didn't like weren't even like the well, they were the awful kids whose parents treated like a baby a babysitter was but at a daycare center. But I really hated the dudes who like just had no life and nothing to do all day and just like spent hours in GameStop like trying to strike up conversations with people all day.
I worked at GameStop, those were my favorite employees because it legitimately meant I could stop working for like 3 hours and just walk over and be like, "Yo, have you played Elebits? It's super good, man. You get to, it's like Ghostbusters, except you're in your apartment and there's little Pikmin running around." And they'd be like, "That's awesome. You know so much." And I'd be like, "I know." Now I'm going to go make my $7 an hour by putting games away.
Yeah, I did like doing that at the video store, too, of knowing everything in the video store. It makes me sad that I used to be such a good video store snob and who knew everything. Now I know nothing.
Then that whole streaming thing.
Yeah.
The darn internet happened again.
The video store I work at is still open. Still exists.
That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah, the mom and pop store.
Thought those were all gone by now.
Selling cocaine out the back door.
That's the only way they stay afloat.
Yep. Definitely the manager there was a very cost-cutting guy. Like, I knew he'd stay alive. As long as he lived, that place would stay open.
Did you rent video games?
No. That was one of his things. I was such a loss leader. Like, it's not worth it. Like, one idiot breaks it and you're out $50. Like,
that's true.
Yeah.
That guy's a genius.
Yeah.
They should put him in charge of Nintendo
or
something.
And let's be honest, but for him to make his money back on one game, somebody would have to rent that like 10 times.
He should just have gotten like Call of Duty. Chances, like games you know people are going to rent.
Chances of somebody break, like a random stranger breaking your disc, pretty high when you got to give him out to 10.
Meanwhile, he would instead just, I should barely even tell this, but he would instead just buy bulk copies of the ugliest, dirtiest porn you could find. It was like $2 a DVD, so one rental, he already made his money back, like plus a dollar.
He's a genius.
Way to do it.
So Pokemon.
That's how he's still open. Oh, Pokemon.
We were talking about Nymphion, okay?
Yeah. That's right. We were wrapping back around to Nymphion.
It all goes full circle.
All right, well then, the only other news this week.
If you didn't see it, there were just some heavy air quotes going on in Henry's direction.
Also, a bunch of Pokemon rumors.
Also, in case you weren't watching, there were air quotes there as well.
Came out of 4chan. No, 4chan.
There were air quotes there too, but I'm not sure why.
The depths of 4chan.
So 4chan occasionally does like break good news from people who say like, "Oh, I know a guy who knows a guy." But
especially if you're looking for child porn, it is the place to get breaking news.
Oh boy!
We are getting out of the PG range in this episode. anyway, so somebody on there posted what they said was a bunch of X and Y truths, like real things about it. And I wanted to run through a few and say how much I believe them or not. One of them was that main characters are Jean and Jane. Names are not customizable. Like, first off, I don't believe that at all.
There's no chance. It's funny because that's the first thing. There's no chance that's true because of needing to trade with people and to jump online. The game's going to have to tell you who you're trading with.
Should I trade with Jean, Jan, or Jean?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And also, Pokemon Company wants it to be your game and your adventure with your name. Like, I hate that.
This list is not off to a good start, Henry.
Immediately
also,
shut
like,
down.
Like, when you guys play Zelda, do you call Link Link, or do you call Link your name?
I call
your
him
name?
Link.
I call him Ryan.
Oh, thank God.
I always call him Link, since that's
I do, too. Because, I mean, for that, it's more of, like, a canonical thing. It's
well, though, Miyamoto said originally they just called him Link to be like, he's your Link to the player, but you're supposed to call him your name.
Whatever, Link's a sweet name anyways.
Cool. I actually get so scared about the character having an actual name that when I started playing Persona 4, after I played for an hour, I'm just like, oh, God, what if I'm supposed to... What if
he does have a real name.
He does, but they added it after the game came out.
Yeah, but then I was so confused when I was using the SOS system in the dungeons, and it would be like, you helped you. And I'm like, what is this? Why is everybody named that now? I know.
Yeah, I that's his name of the version that's on the anime show, but he didn't make the same choices I made. Anyway. Yeah. All right, Trainer now appears in the bottom screen during battle with a speech bubble interface holding the trainer commands inside. I find that more believable.
I don't think it's believable, but I really want it to be.
That would be really cool.
Just the trainer on the bottom of the screen, and when you do, like, you tell Pikachu to use Thunder, he just points forward, and then the word Thunder appears. That'd be so cool!
Yeah, that would be awesome. Cool. That'd be the closest emulation there was to watching the show, when they would be like, cha-cha, and telling their Pokemon.
You don't know how to fight, so I'm going to yell numbers at you.
Yeah.
And they do it.
No, that's cool.
Then it also talks about there's a bond system, which is going to replace the happiness meter, where just you get a better bond with your Pokemon by treating them nice and working with them. And, I mean, that sounds kind of similar to the
happiness meter.
Well, no, I was going to say the connection system in Fire Emblem, like how you can make people better friends in Fire Emblem Awakening. And so I could see Nintendo.
I'm pretty unfamiliar with the happiness system. How did that work?
Oh, well, that one was really just, like, they do better attacks sometimes.
Yeah, you give them belly rubs and feed them puffins. And
brush their hair.
And brush their hair and put dresses on them and make them dance in talent shows. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they'll do a little more damage.
I mean, yeah. If somebody did those things to me, I would be more happy.
Yeah.
Would you do more damage?
Well, yeah.
What is your base damage, Ryan?
Sorry, I had a ginormous gulp of coffee right there. 47.
47. That's pretty good. Pokemon scale, that's pretty good.
Well,
I would have to imagine that Hollander would be a vendor trash Pokemon.
It probably would
like
be.
Like, the first field you go into, you just get attacked by, like, seven Hollanders.
You find one in a dumpster.
They're the Bidoofs of the futuristic of our world.
I like that Bidoof at least has a dumb face.
He has a really good face.
I like that he looks stupid. Like, Rattatats are just like, it's a rat. Like, you just named a rat a Pokemon.
It's literally a rat, and you're making it fight dogs.
Wait a second. I'm curious what your Pokemon would look like. What a Hollander exactly would look like.
Exactly like me.
That's terrifying.
Humans are Pokemon.
In the nude.
Well, I
no
think
less.
Henry's would be a capybara. Is that how you say
capybara?
That? Capybara.
Oh, it totally would.
I think Henry's would be a capybara.
Is that because he's wearing a brown shirt right now, though?
It might have part.
I like capybaras. Parts. They're cool.
Yeah, I never saw one until the first time. Hollander and I were at the zoo with our ladies.
I bought capybaras?
Capybara.
Jesus, I can't say
it. It's also the name of a game company, too, so that's why you should.
I'm done.
Capybara.
Capybara, got it.
Here's a fun fact about capybaras. In their native land, Catholics are allowed to eat them.
What?
On Friday, like, you know, on Friday you're only supposed to eat fish if you're a Catholic. But in their native country, the Catholics there are like, it's in water all the time. It's a fish. Just eat it.
But it's a rodent.
Yeah, but it's definitely not a fish.
Like, that's like pushing a cow into a lake and being like, quick, catch it with a hook so we can eat it. So working around the rules.
Yeah. I know. Well,
do you think that when you get up to heaven, God's going to be like, listen, what you did with the capybaras, that was some good shit. That's good stuff you did right there.
That was a trick I put in there that a lot of people didn't catch on to, but you got it.
Achievement unlocked.
Extra
trick to the Bible.
All right, a couple more from this thing. The Pokedex will resemble a tablet with a 3D display that will show the models of the Pokemon. I really want that one to be, too.
It's almost a given. It's like, why would they have all... That's essentially...
It makes too much sense.
In the old games, you got 2D images in a tablet because you were using a tablet and there were 2D Pokemon. Now they're 3D.
And this one sounds completely BS, which is, using a special wristwatch device, players can travel 30 years into the past, which features different characters, younger versions of current characters, different layouts, and different wild Pokemon.
Oh, my God, I know that's not true, but I really want it to be.
Yeah.
I want it to be a physical thing, too, that I can wear it and I can activate it.
And that,
and it syncs up through... Oh, my God.
Travel
through Street Pass.
And that your rival enemies are Team Gear, and they're going back into the past and messing stuff up, and you got to stop them.
I feel... I mean, there's no reason to think that's true. Mm. Realistically.
Although Team Gear sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah,
that sounds cool.
I would like that. They make as much sense as Team Plasma.
Headed up by Marcus Phoenix. Team Gear.
Team Gear. It could be their subtle poking at the Gears of War franchise.
Subtle Pokemoning.
No, it's much better. Too many jokes.
Well, Pokemon
and
is
no
all,
good ones.
Pokemon is all about bad puns. That's just Pokemon for you, man.
It's just how it goes.
Yeah. That's how it goes, pokes. But anyway, that was bad.
That was
Ryan level.
God. My jokes are that bad.
All right. Well, that's it for those rumors. I mostly, I mostly think they're BS, but I want to believe some of them.
Like, even if some of them are true, the person who posted them doesn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I could say right now, like, there are going to be 100 and there are going to be 98 new Pokemon. And if that's true, I'm still just pulling it out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's essentially what this person did, except for the fact that they're just like, some of their rumors are like, yo, this isn't true. And the other ones are like, in the next Pokemon game, there are going to be Pokemon.
Wait, so.
But his uncle works at Nintendo, so.
Oh, yeah.
is that what he said?
No, I didn't say
that. Did he mention it all where he got these rumors?
No, he just said he knew it. His username was Pokemon XY. So, I mean, if he's got that username.
He's literally the game.
It's the game talking to us. Well, hopefully by next week's, or not next week's, but by the next episode, another issue of KoroKoro Magazine will have come out, which that was the Japanese mag that revealed the stuff we had last time about Nymphion. And so I'm hoping they'll have another new Pokemon to talk about.
Well, there's another piece of news.
What?
An official Pokemon magazine
in the
UK.
Right.
Just launched.
The future, our sister company, I guess, or now we're the same.
Our parent company,
Future UK, just launched a new magazine, the official Pokemon magazine in the UK.
That's exciting news.
It is pretty cool, and now's the time to do it if they're gonna.
Yeah.
Why isn't it coming here? That's what I want to know.
Well, you can always import it. You know,
we should send an email and ask if they can send us copies.
But they have all that crazy slang. I don't know if we'll be able to decipher it.
We're going
to
be like, what do you
There's
mean?
There's too many U's.
These
Pokemon. I don't even get that joke.
These Pokemon are the dog's bollocks.
I just thought of 5 jokes that I totally can't say, and they all involve cigarettes.
I had heard that, like, bollocks is a bad, is like to go, bollocks is bad, but dog's bollocks is good. I've heard.
What?
That, like, that's the dog's bollocks?
Yeah, like,
so,
yeah,
like
that's the
cat's
knees.
Or the bee's knees. The cat's pajamas?
Yeah.
Cats don't have pajamas.
This is what
My
I've heard.
Cat does.
British listeners, tell me if I'm wrong, but be nice about it, but tell me if I'm wrong in the comments. This is a test to see if you've listened this far.
And a test to see if you can be nice.
So and, far, there are bets nice. Around the office as to whether or not internet commenters even have that ability.
Capacity.
True. I've seen 5% nice comments on a good website.
All the people that listen to this podcast are the exception. They are all nice.
Yes.
If you don't listen to this podcast, you're essentially a primordial slug with the ability to type out curse words.
All right. Well, let's move on to this.
Which, by the way, is a new starter Pokemon.
Primordial slug.
It just curses.
All right. Let's talk about this week's Pokemon in the Pokemon Spotlight.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about Squirtle.
Oh,
another 151.
Yeah.
But,
got sunglasses on.
Yeah. Well, Squirtle, he's one of the 3 starters of the original Pokemon game, the water type. He's a, I don't know if you guys ever caught this, but it's a pun, his name. It's Squirt plus Turtle. Squirtle. Yeah.
I think that was pretty self-explanatory from the onset.
He has a squirrel tail. Mm-hmm.
He does have a squirrel tail. That's
the
right.
Third
There's
pun.
There's 3 puns in his name.
That's back before they literally just went like, pinecone, pineco. Done! I'm out! Let's walk. We're good. Let's just go. Let's go to play pachinko.
Hold on, I'll... I should probably read off the stats.
All right,
of a Squirtle. I feel like this is something we should do when we spotlight the Pokemon here on out.
That's true.
Squirtle, Pokemon number 007, water type, obviously. Species, Tiny Turtle.
That's what the Pokedex says.
Yeah.
Tiny Turtle.
That's
Could
what it
you,
says.
What's the Pokedex entry for him?
Let me
a little lower on there.
Can you read it like in a TV show? Squirtle.
Yeah, I would love to.
Water Pokemon.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find the Pokedex entry. Just,
okay.
Kill time.
I got it.
Squirtle.
No, wait. No, I didn't.
No?
Oh, got it. Squirtle. This tiny turtle Pokemon draws its long neck into its shell to launch incredible water attacks with amazing range and accuracy. The blast can be quite powerful.
Wow, Squirtles have a secret long neck.
I know. I was gonna say I don't really remember that long.
I never.
Neck. 12 foot long.
In episode 12.
Mm-hmm.
That's when that showed up.
That would probably be when he met the Squirtle Squad. I love that Squirtle Squad episode. It was so cool. Like a whole gang of Squirtles, and they all answered.
What a terrifying thought,
Squirtle.
Really.
They're tiny turtles, though.
Yeah, they're all working together, and yet that Squirtle still chose to give up his freedom and live with Ash.
I still cry when I look at turtles because of that.
It's true. It's truly a touching tale.
They're civil servants too, because they were firefighters in a couple
That's
of
true.
Shows.
That's true.
They put out some fires.
Thank God for Squirtles.
Yeah,
I liked in the show when occasionally Squirtle would put on his old Squirtle Squad sunglasses.
Whenever he got really upset.
Yeah.
Wanted
to
attack somebody.
Those are great moments.
Well, I mean, they are very domesticated Pokemon.
Tiny
often
turtles.
Raised as pets. I mean, why not? They're adorable. They're loyal and incredible all-around Pokemon.
They got attitude.
You seem to know so much about Squirtles.
Oh, thanks.
I liked when they evolved, like, Wartortle. I thought was a pretty cool turtle, too. Like, though he had, like, weird puffs of hair on him or something.
Yeah, it was kind of
like
wispy.
Cloud. Yeah, very wispy. But the Blastoise is, like, so awesome.
He's battle-hardened. Yeah. He's with those giant shoulder-mounted cannons.
He's literally built for war.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
More so than Wartortle.
Surprisingly enough.
That's true. But that's something to think about, guys.
Sit here and think
about it. Well, do you have any other facts?
Yes, actually. I have some trivia about Squirtle, and this is another thing we'll start doing.
Off the top of your head, right?
With the, all off the top of my head. I just happen to remember these things.
Squirtle's last name.
Along with Stevenson. Bulbasaur and Charmander, Squirtle is the only starter Pokemon which is found in more than one regional Pokedex, being found in both Kantos and Johtos.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Wow, what a fact. Statistically, Squirtle is the slowest Pokemon out of the three Kanto starter Pokemon, and in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, it has the slowest running speed of all of Pokemon Trainer's Pokemon.
I mean, he is a turtle.
Though its attacks are generally faster than Pokemon Trainer's other two Pokemon, those two being Kanto starter Pokemon evolutions.
Mm.
Interesting. Wow.
So yeah. The turtle
Origin.
Is a little slower.
Squirtle appears to be based on sea turtles and tortoises. And name origin?
Tortoises.
Squirtle is a combination of squirt.
We already talked about
and turtle.
Go to the net. How do they not have the squirrel origin in there?
I don't know. They must have missed
totally
it.
It's totally a squirrel tail.
Must have missed it.
All of those facts were awful.
I forgot that
they
Squirtle.
Yeah, they weren't very exciting.
I forgot Squirtle was in Pokemon or in Smash Brothers Brawl. Like that, he was semi-playable. While the other two were Bulbasaur and Charizard.
Yeah,
like, they got to be their advance copy.
Yeah,
their version.
Well, they gave you one of each.
Yeah. I hope he's back. I want to know everything about Smash Brothers right now.
Greg, do it. Tell him.
Everything you could ever want to know about Smash Brothers?
No, I mean about
700 different Pokemon you can play as.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's more than are in the game.
Exactly.
Well, so there you have it, guys. Squirtle. Share your Squirtle memories in the comments, please. And that'll about do it for this week. Just want to remind you guys to, you know, if you like this show, review us on iTunes on the page for the Radio Radar. That's where we're sharing the feed with. So, you know, review. But make sure in your review to say, like, I don't care about Radio Radar, but I love Poke Radar. Thanks, Henry. Put that there, please. with 5 stars.
In quotes.
Yeah, in quotes. In quotes. In quotes and credit it to me in that quote. And also... Follow us on Twitter, Games Radar is on Twitter, or the GR Radio Radar, that's our Twitter name.
Which the keys of that have officially been handed over to our community manager.
That's right.
So there will be tweets on it now.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Every day.
Every once in a while.
Every other day.
Per
and
hour.
And it also goes month. For Facebook as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
The keys are now mine. I hold
Games
all the
Radar
power.
Facebook page. Simply
Do not
Games Radar.
Scratch it. I will check the gas when I get home.
All right, well, until next time, then, Poke Radar out!